And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn, whether you're listening on the radio the old-fashioned way or whether you're listening on your phone, on your app, or, and I know we have many people that listen from out of state and out of country, if you're listening on your laptop or your computer as we stream the program, welcome. Nice to have you with us today. And certainly nice to welcome the president of Butler County Community College, Dr. Nick Neupower, here in the studio. Dr. Neupower, always good to see you.
Thank you, David.
And Jess Matnock is here, too. Jess is the executive director of communications and marketing for Butler County Community College. Jess, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Dave?
What a gorgeous stretch of weather we've had. So many people that I bumped into, they got a little spring in their step.
Yeah.
You're smiling because, you know, we're almost to the middle of October, and it's just been glorious.
Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. And last week, President's Cabinet, we had a little bit of a road trip to the Washington, D.C. area to learn a bit about Montgomery College's nursing program and another program at the University of District of Columbia. And I believe those 2 days, the temperature... 90,
it was in the 90s, yeah.
90s, if not 95 or so.
Wow.
So I believe when we came back last week, we still had 1 day of warmer temperatures, and then it's broken and fall is here, and especially fall on the Oak Hill. It's just absolutely beautiful.
I've read stories about Washington, D.C. in the early days, which, of course, you know this, it was a fabricated city.
Mm-hmm.
When George Washington was president, there was no Washington, D.C. The federal capital was in New York City, and then it was in Philadelphia, and they laid out Washington, D.C. from scratch in basically a swamp along the Potomac River.
Huh.
And the conditions were horrendous initially. And, of course, early on it was dirt roads.
Yeah.
When Abraham Lincoln was president, it was dirt streets in Washington, D.C. And the swamp in the area where the Jefferson Memorial is now, the tidal basin, I think they call it, in that area, that was all swamp.
Wow.
Yeah. And the temperatures that they have down there and the humidity, can you imagine what
Can't
it must have been like?
No.
And I should have known this, but I didn't know the depth of what you presented there. If you think coming from Pittsburgh, as a Western Pennsylvanian, and the geography and how the roads are, that you when people move to this area cannot. I lived here, you know, greater part of my life, and getting in and out of Pittsburgh is very difficult. Then you throw in the detours, how difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, Washington D.C., it's not that hard to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
It really isn't. You have the avenues, the streets that, of course, correlate to the 50 states that we have, and it's not really all that difficult to figure out.
Yeah, I was a famous landscape architect who gave the basic design, and his name escapes me right now. I should know it, but I don't. But it's a circular pattern with like spokes of a wheel going
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, hey, so you were down there. Did you get to meet any of the bigwigs down there, the top elected representatives while you were in D.C.?
So I was there two consecutive weeks, actually. And was that last week?
Last
it's running
week.
Together. Last
mm-hmm.
week, I have what I dub a president's cabinet retreat, understanding that retreat might conjure up great expenses to the taxpayers and going to a resort area. That's not at all what we do. We rely on our contacts throughout the country, and we will visit their colleges, universities, two-year, four-year, public, private, and we'll really do a deep dive on the programs that they offer. And also with the Phillips Nursing and Allied Health Building coming up, we mm-hmm. take a look at specific programs. So Montgomery College is one of the bigger community colleges in the country, really do a great job in nursing and allied health. So we spent a lot of time at Montgomery, have a number of campuses. We were in the Silver Spring campus. So
that's Maryland, right?
It is. Yeah. It is, yes. Silver Spring, Maryland.
It's so confusing there with District of Columbia, and then you take two steps and you're in Maryland or you're in Virginia.
This was in Maryland. And we spent some time there, and then we also went to the University of District of Columbia, which I did not know was an HBCU, historically black college university, but also the University of District of Columbia has a community college component to it.
Hmm.
There are some schools out there, universities that as a subset have a community college to it. So we studied its mortuary program there, frankly, which we found is interesting. Then the next day we did a little bit of a professional development with Clifton Strength Finders. The week before, I was invited to a roundtable by U.S. Senator Bob Casey, in which we talked about larger federal issues. And, of course, the Pell Grants would certainly be one. But he also had some other of his colleagues, like Dick Durbin was one, come by and really underscore the significance of community colleges, two-year, 4 years. And, by the way, this roundtable was all presidents in the Commonwealth, private, public. CMU was there. I believe Penn was there. I don't know the Penn State or Pitt, but a number of the Pashies. President Barry was there and talked about the significance of the town and gown relationships that some of these Rust Belt cities that had declined since the steel mills shut down in the 1980s and how they have risen in large part with the town and gown relationship. And, of course, we all know that that's part of our strategic plan to have a location in downtown Butler, which we do, and to offer the Lunch and Learn series as long as our great work in combating the opiate problem. Time very well spent. Great. I enjoy that because it's not just the community college space. We're at the table with the CMUs and the Penns of the world, along with our university partners. So a couple of straight weeks in Washington, D.C., and I think we came back with a lot of ideas.
I have never actually met Senator Casey face-to-face. I've interviewed him on the phone a few times. I did have a sit-down with his father, the late Bob Casey Sr., when he was governor.
Yeah.
An extremely personable man. It was, as I recall, it was an early morning interview. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning or something like that, that he was here, and it was on a weekend. But I, of course, jumped at the chance to be able to, you know, talk to him and have it was just one-on-one. You know, we sat down and talked for half an hour.
Some of my colleagues who have been around a while have said that the senator's mannerisms, his etiquette, very polite. And actually, he was there taking notes along with his assistants. Great in terms of communication, nonverbal. Really remind them of his late father, which is nice
true.
To hear.
True. Well, it's nice to be able to put the name of Butler County Community College in the ear of one of our U.S. senators. We only have two of them, after all, Casey and Pat Toomey.
Correct. And I think it was a few weeks beforehand that Representative Kelly brought his entire staff from Erie, Butler, and also Washington, D.C. to our campus, to our beautiful campus. And, of course, we spend time mostly in the early spring with Congressman Kelly's staff. And while Mike certainly is very aware of BC3, his staffers aren't. So the fact that he had the foresight to bring his entire team from the different locations to BC3, and they were certainly impressed, just like everybody else is, when you come to our beautiful main campus, particularly this time of year.
Some people might wonder, you know, what would federal officials like Congressman Mike, U.S. Congressman Mike Kelly, or U.S. Senator Bob Casey Jr., what would be their interest in community colleges? Because, you know, wouldn't it be mainly a state issue? Well, yes, but there are federal issues too. Pell Grants, for example, are federal grants to help students pay for college.
And something that I learned at the Casey Roundtable, and I'm not saying I endorse what I heard, but I did not realize that those who default in repayment of their student loan debt cannot claim bankruptcy. I never knew that. You can claim bankruptcy with whatever your financial problems are, but when it comes to student loan debt, you cannot utilize that. And I learned that at this roundtable. Also very proud to report that we have the lowest default rate among the 14 community colleges in the Commonwealth. And we're super proud of that. In the past, we trailed Bucks, and there are some general assumptions you can make about Bucks County that probably would correlate to wealth. But our intentional approach with bringing this student debt issue or default issue has led to us having the lowest default rate in the Commonwealth. So we have it embedded in our curriculum. We don't auto-package student loans, which basically we would endorse whatever private loans students would end up getting. And our counselors, our financial aid staff, utilize this as a great opportunity to let students know what goes into taking out student loans. But let me add the following as well. I think that another reason is because, as of last year, we have the lowest tuition in Western Pennsylvania. We run a very tight ship. We utilize those state, federal, and local taxpayer dollars in a very structured way, and we don't raise tuition just for the sake of raising it. Very proud of that. And again, that no bankruptcy variable that I mentioned did come up at that meeting with Senator Casey.
And this is a major factor for not only students but parents. I would refer to some information that was passed on to us a few weeks back by Bill Foley of your staff. Yeah. Who interviewed a number of parents of new students. And by the way, you had 850 new students, I understand, who started fall semester classes. Mm-hmm. But one by one, the parents just praised the decision by their sons and daughters to select BC3. One parent, Tracy Neville of Butler, said, "You are way more successful when you can start out not having giant financial debt."
Yes.
Her daughter, 18 years old, started the fall semester at BC3, taking 12 credits in general studies while envisioning a career in sports medicine.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
just one testimony, although there were many in Bill's article. By the way, folks, I always like to mention this because there are a lot of people who don't realize the wide variety of fields of study that students can pursue at Butler County Community College. As I mentioned, there were more than 850 new students who started the fall. That's new students started the fall semester a month or so ago in pursuit of careers such as anesthesiology, computer programming, human resource management, law enforcement, and registered nursing, among others. A lot of people don't realize, you know, you can pursue all those courses of study at BC3.
Yeah, we have 60-plus different programs in our four academic divisions, which are our STEM division, science, technology, engineering, and math, our nursing and allied health, the Schaefer School of Nursing and Allied Health, mm-hmm. As well as humanities and social sciences, and business, of course, so... there are a variety of different degrees to study or topics to study, and associate degrees, certificates, and then our whole workforce training side of the house as well.
Was at a meeting yesterday at Slippery Rock University and heard President Barry talk about SRU. And I love to remind listeners, anyone, how blessed our county is to have two of Pennsylvania's 32 public institutions, a community college and a state university. And Bill talked a great deal not only about the incredible undergrad offerings at SRU, but also its graduate programs. And I would equate that to our associate degree programs. Some can be terminal degrees that lead directly to a job or transfer. But the other side of our house, which has about 20,000 students in it, and that would be workforce development, public safety, lifelong learning, continuing education, other what we call non-credit classes. And I don't know if I mentioned this last month, but we have an intentional shift at our place where we're not just emphasizing our credit enrollment, that we are emphasizing all of the students that we serve. And that number last year was a total of 25,000. 25,000 individuals. And it goes to what Jessica said. These are very important areas, such as EMS, public safety, mm-hmm. firefighting. Mm-hmm. And it is an intentional mm-hmm. shift on our part. We want everyone to utilize that larger total. And that's what an investment from the state and from our county is used for at BC3. Credit students are important, but we have 25,000 other individuals who utilize our college in that way that are giving back to our county, our region, and the Commonwealth.
Here I am talking about the beginning of the fall semester, almost 2 months in already. I suddenly realized that this is the 10th of October, so we're rolling along here. Listen, we'll take a quick break and be back to chat more with our guests in just a moment or so. Folks, this month, the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler is marking the 16th anniversary of the move of their thrift store to the Greater Butler Mart. You know, it used to be in the city of Butler on Elm Street, but they moved it 16 years ago to the Greater Butler Mart, Route 8, just south of Butler. Great move. There's tons of free parking right at the door, and they have a lot more room to display items. They just like to thank everybody who has helped them over the past 16 years. Thanks to all the organizations, the businesses, the donors, the individuals, the churches, the customers at the thrift store. Every penny that's generated through the operation of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store stays in Butler County, and it helps to fund their food bank and their client aid program, client aid. It helps needy families with a rent payment or a doctor's bill at the end of the month. And, of course, the food bank, my goodness. They serve over 1,600 people every month. So thank you very much, those of you who have helped out in any way. And happy anniversary to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in the Greater Butler Mart on Route 8 South. We stand tallest when we stoop to help others. That's what they like to say at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul.
Hi, this is Howie Pentney with Pentney Capital Management in Portersville. Today, many people need help managing their investments. The investment options available today can be confusing. If you would like to talk to someone for help, why not call me for an appointment? Howie Pentney at Pentney Capital Management, 1284 Perry Highway, Portersville, Pennsylvania. My telephone number is 724-368-4224. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us. If you're joining us a little bit late today, maybe you just got in the car, turned on the radio. Who's on with Dave? The president of Butler County Community College is here, Dr. Nick Newpower, along with the Director of Communications at BC3, Jess Matnock. Dr. Newpower, you helped to inaugurate another community college president in a neighboring school not too long ago. Tell us about that.
I did, and I guess that's what happens when you're the old-timer among the among the group. And, of course, there's 14 community colleges, and entering actually in my 13th year here, so I've seen some presidents come and go. And CCBC, Community College of Beaver County, had a great inauguration with President Roger Davis. That was last week. And President Davis served as provost at the Community College of Beaver County and was given an interim stint and then was appointed to the position. And in my speech, I talked about the unique period we're in for higher education and the model moving forward is based on collaboration and partnerships. And I think that we've mentioned this here before, that there are three initiatives in which we partner with the Community College of Beaver County. One is the aviation partnership that we have at the Pittsburgh-Butler Regional Airport.
Fairly new, actually, right?
Yes. Yeah. With High Flight Academy.
Within the last year or so, I mm-hmm. think, yeah.
Yeah, which is big news, particularly because that's a high-priority occupation need, not only locally but across the country. The other is a unique entrepreneurship program partnership that we have with Community College of Beaver County. And the third is a leadership institute in which we partner with CCBC and Westmoreland. And I made some transitions to growing up here in Western Pennsylvania. And we tend to always dwell on how things used to be. But the model moving forward for higher education across the country, but specifically in Western Pennsylvania, is not the model of how it used to be. It is built on partnerships and collaboration. And I'm very pleased that BC3 and CCBC are doing this, and I really expect Dr. Davis to do a great job for many years to come.
Did all of the community colleges in Pennsylvania, were they all formed at the same time?
Very good question. The Community College Act was passed in 63 in Pennsylvania. That was a period where community colleges were growing across the country for a number of reasons. One, use of GI benefits. There were some that popped up in the 50s, but after the Korean War, so that was one reason. The other reason, just think of all the social justice national issues, such as civil rights, as an example, that took place in the 1960s. So our Commonwealth agreed to this new sector of higher education in 63. The first was Harrisburg Area Community College in about 1964 or 65. We were the first on the western side of the state. We were chartered in 65. Our first classes were in 1966. The Community College Act called for 28 community colleges. Today there's 14. But an interesting sidebar to that, Dave, is that back then, of course, you had the Slippery Rocks and the Clarions and the Edinburghs of the world, which were state teachers' colleges. Mm-hmm. State teacher colleges, normal schools, state teacher colleges, and then state colleges. They became a system in 83. Pitt and Penn State, the chancellor at Pitt, who I think might have been Pozvar, and the president at Penn State were not all that thrilled that the legislature agreed to this new form of higher education in the Commonwealth. So Pitt and Penn State's protest was the development of the bulk of the branch campuses that they have. While Johnstown and Barron have been around a while, if you look at the bulk of the others, Penn State Beaver, where I attended, the other Penn State branch campuses, and Pitt as well, they started in that same time period. So it was a bit of a protest. And while population was very high, baby boomers, then eventually baby boomers' children, there was certainly enough to go around. But now, of course, in 2019, with the enrollment declines that we have, the fact that there is not a master plan for higher education in our Commonwealth is really moving to the forefront, which reinforces the point to collaborate. And the fact that we've allowed CCBC in our own backyard here shows that the community college sector is agile, nimble, and ready to move forward with partnerships, because to go at it on our own, you just can't do that with the declining numbers.
I didn't realize that Butler County Community College was the first one in the western end of the state, first community college.
And it was Governor Scranton, I believe, at that time.
It would have been Bill Scranton.
Bill Scranton?
Yeah.
Who came to BC3, and it was either our groundbreaking or first commencement, where he said that the trustees in this community is pioneering community college education to go from the center and eastern part of the state to the west. And that is the origin, of course, of our nickname as the BC3 Pioneers.
Mm-hmm. The sports teams are the Pioneers.
Yeah.
Good story. You mentioned the declining enrollment, and we just had a story a couple of days ago, actually, about continuing enrollment decline in the state system of universities. Now, we'll say straight away, Slippery Rock is one of two exceptions. There's a school out east that has had...
Westchester.
Westchester, mm-hmm. Thank you. I couldn't think of the name of it. It's a wealthy suburbs of Philadelphia. And Slippery Rock, over the last decade, their enrollment has declined only 1%.
Correct.
So it's virtually unchanged, really.
Yeah.
The other state system schools, 20% drop in enrollment over the past decade. 20%.
Yeah, and I had the opportunity to hear President Barry yesterday talk about that the system was based on a number of roughly 115,000 to 120,000 students. That's system-wide. And I believe the number today is about 95,000. 1,000. What surprised me, ironically, I was just checking out that list this morning with our CFO, Jim Hrabowski, and IUP since 2010 has gone from about 15,500 to just over 10,000. And back in 2010, I believe that there were four or five state university schools, institutions that were over 10,000, and today there are only two.
Mm-hmm. Now, part of this is simply it's demographics. There are far less high school graduates Pennsylvania than there were 10 years ago. And I mean, significantly less. That's why you have big schools like Butler Area, for example, that their enrollment is down significantly because of that. So there are less bodies to begin with. So that's one big factor.
And we've been on the air for a long time, and remind our audience a bit of some of the controversy early in my presidency was expanding Butler County Community College into different counties. And what an incredible move. I can say that 12, 13 years later, because it diversifies our student enrollment from just being Butler County. And of course, those students pay a higher tuition rate because our county commissioners, their allocation buys down the tuition dollars, the tuition costs for the Butler County residents. But it also goes back to we're an institution of 25,000. That other side of the house, we have revenue coming in from that other side of the house. So we don't have all of our eggs in a declining enrollment for 18 to 22-year-olds. The last count that I received from a credit enrollment perspective for this semester is we're down about 3.5%, although we're still enrolling students right up until the end of the semester. So we look for that number to improve some. But we've done a very good job of diversifying our revenue stream coming in, not just from the Butler County residents, but also throughout northwestern Pennsylvania. And, of course, the tremendous work that we've done on the foundation side of things also to bring in scholarship dollars and capital dollars and other pledges. When it all works together, last year we had the lowest tuition in the western side of the state.
Mm-hmm. And you have to keep talking that up to make sure that people are aware of it. And I know that you're background, in addition, obviously, to being in administration and higher education, you have a background in communications. You recently addressed the entire Community College Commission here in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. talking about the importance of public relations.
Well, what an excellent transition, and I appreciate you saying that. And actually, Jessica and Bill, that you mentioned earlier, were part of about 25 people from across the state in Pennsylvania's 14 community colleges, where we emphasize the significance of us coming together to deliver that strategic message. Big difference between the 14 community colleges and the 14 state system universities. There is a system for the Slippery Rocks, Clarions, Edinburghs, Cales, IUPs, Lock Haven, etc. Has a chancellor, has a central office in Harrisburg. The 14 community colleges are locally governed. County commissioners, city, county executives appoint the board of trustees. And in essence, we're 14 independent colleges that need to come together with a common message whenever we are in Harrisburg or Washington, D.C. So the significance of this event, and I've actually been appointed by my presidential colleagues as a presidential liaison, is to somehow get these 14 independent colleges on the same page so that whenever we are lobbying for the community colleges, mostly related to funding, that we're doing so the same way that we're tying it to the larger strategic initiatives.
Mm. And this was recently that you met with these people, Jess?
Yeah, just this week, earlier this week in Harrisburg.
Yeah.
About as recent as you can get.
Yeah. I came back yesterday. It was good meeting.
Let's take a break. We'll be back and chat more with our guests here on It's Your Turn, the Thursday edition. That's the weekend looming ahead. We're not quite there yet, but it's looming. And goodness gracious, we come out of this weekend. We're going to be halfway through October. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, back with more right after these words.
Compassionate Certification Centers makes getting your medical marijuana card so easy. With 10 convenient locations, you're closer to getting your medical marijuana card than you think. Log on to cccregister.com for your appointment at either Butler, Carlisle, Clarion, Erie, downtown Pittsburgh, Kachanning, Natrona, the North Hills, or Washington. Call Compassionate Certification Center today to find out if you qualify at 888-316-9085. You can even send in your medical records for a free review before booking an appointment. That's 888-316-9085 or cccregister.org.
The Battery Warehouse Plus family is proud to announce the opening of West End Tire and Service, formerly Seaman Tire Services. Keeping commerce alive in Butler is important, and at West End Tire and Service, they vow to keep the same great people and great service that Seaman's provided for years by offering a vast selection of tires, installation, and service. West End Tire and Service is looking forward to serving the community and expanding their service offerings in the near future. Stop by West End Tire and Service, 459 West Cunningham Street in Butler, or call 724-287-6973.
Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way, getting there starts here. Just hop the bus, easy and economical. Just hop the bus, no car, no problem. The bus will get you there, 'cause that's what we do. Hop the bus, leave the driving up to us.
The bus.
We're going your way.
Welcome back. We chat with guests from Butler County Community College. The president of the school is with us, Dr. Nick Newpower, and also the director of communications, Jess Matnock. Hey, we have I won't mention this in passing. We're going to go into more detail on it on tomorrow's program, but the Oak Hills Legacy Dinner, Jess, is coming up, and that's where the school honors distinguished alums every year, right?
That is correct. Two distinguished alumni will be honored this Saturday, Linda Franeschi and John Reddick. Linda earned an associate degree in 1986 in business administration. She is the executive director of the Ellen O'Brien Geyser Center. And John Reddick earned an associate degree from BC3 in 1984 in machine drafting and design, and he's an architect at Stantec.
Mm-hmm. I know both of those individuals, John, very well, as a matter of fact. The Oak Hills Legacy Dinner. Great name, because when you talk about a legacy, Butler County Community College is in Oak Hills.
Yeah.
On the site of an old golf course, which I believe was called Oak Hills Golf Course, I think.
That's right.
Yeah, so. Actually, this is, it's my understanding that Michelle Jameson will be here tomorrow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To talk about our tremendous graduates or honorees, and we view this as our equivalent of a homecoming minus a football game. So it'll be a wonderful evening, and looking forward to Michelle talking about the dinner and certainly these wonderful recipients, both Linda and John. But you talk about the golf course. This is an interesting sidebar here. A few weeks ago, Ruth and I had a visit with Dr. Lawson's daughter, who was back in the area, and going through some things from her late mother and father, and she was with her husband visiting. And can you imagine being a young child? Your father was the president when the college opened, and seeing it now. And actually, she gave us Dr. Lawson's academic academic garb, gown, just for us to hold on to, which I absolutely loved. And was talking about her dad's inauguration, which would have been back in 66 in the earlier days. And you talk about the golf course, because our maintenance building is an original building to campus. Brian, our executive director of operation, estimates that it goes back 100 years or so. It was not only used as a clubhouse, but also heard this from some of our donors, that it was an area where there would be dances, social gathering, a social hall. Huh. And as we are preparing for the building of the Phillips Nursing and Allied Health Building, we're going through that building literally every nook and cranny that probably hasn't been touched in quite some time, because eventually that building will be raised. We'll put a new maintenance building right next to Fred and Sue Bennett's house. But I called Jessica in to tell the timing was just impeccable for what Jessica found in that original building.
So we were going through some boxes that were marked PR and communications. I had no idea what was in them, but I met a colleague of mine up there to go through them. And we found many photos, many interesting documents, founding documents, as well as some recordings of the inauguration, the very first inauguration, as well as the first graduating class at BC3. So really, really great to find that stuff and be able – and to know that we can convert it, which we're in the process of doing right now, so that the families can listen to what we've found.
That's 50 – well, over 50 years ago now.
Yeah. Yep. And the timing. So that's been sitting there for 54 years, and it was literally the day or so before – that Jess stumbled upon this, and Dr. Lawson's daughter and son-in-law come by, and she cannot wait to get her hands on that. And of course, she remembers it probably like my children would. They were significantly younger at the time, but the very wardrobe, academic regalia that was passed on to me from the Lawson family would be exactly what he was wearing during his inauguration. And then also for his commencement. And I did not realize this, and I don't know the organization in Butler, the business in Butler that Dr. Lawson went to, but Dr. Lawson was president from 65, 66, when we were chartered in our first day of classes, to 70. And then, of course, Dr. Tom Tenhove was president from 70 to 84. I had just assumed that Dr. Lawson went from BC3 to another academic institution. But no, he ended up in an organization, I think at a vice president's level, where he was along the lines of government relations type thing, which of course college or university presidents do a great deal of. And Dr. Lawson, along with Bert Schaefer, our first dean of students, came from the Butler High School. And the early day model for community colleges, since we mentioned it before, was in fact that. It was seen as a great, I've heard this used as a disrespectful term, but it was really seen as a vocational, a grade 13 and grade 14. Now, of course, we are every bit of higher ed. We've been removed from that. So in the early days, it was not unusual for presidents, executives to come from high schools, and now we're very far removed from that. So we're excited. It's reel to reel. I'm not quite – Jessica, I think, asked me an interesting question about reel to reel, which made me realize that for Jess being a millennial, there probably wasn't much reel to reel.
Yeah, come on now. You know what the reel to reel, the tape recorder is.
Yes.
Yeah. You might have
sure,
a hard time.
Sure, I do
time.
Now.
You might have a hard time finding one that works. I'll tell you that.
Well luckily, there are places that convert very many different types of files. So.
And I think the question you asked was, will there be sound on this? Laurel and Hardy, early part of the 20th century. But
I'd be one of those listeners that you mentioned earlier that listen on the app. So I don't know I've listened to the radio and I am now familiar with reel to reel, but yeah, they're a little different, I guess, for my generation.
Hey, there's something that's really pretty neat that we just had a story on it this morning. An alum of Butler County Community College, an alumna, is going to be participating in the, I guess you call it, the closing bell ceremonies on the New York Stock Exchange today.
Yeah, today. It's really exciting. 2002 graduate by the name of Connie Butler. She's from Mars area. She was a 2000 graduate of Butler Area Senior High School. Mm-hmm. And then before coming to BC3, and she got her degree in business management at BC3. And now she is the district vice president of AIG Retirement Services in Pittsburgh. And she'll be standing there with other AIG representatives for the closing bell at 4 o'clock in the New York Stock Exchange.
I think she was Connie Pakulis, probably, yeah, when she graduated from Butler High School and attended BC3.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never been there. I've seen those pictures, yeah, where they have a bunch of people standing up there, and they actually ring the bell to, yeah, close the market at 4 o'clock in the afternoon every day.
Well, and, of course, how appropriate. I just checked. The market is up 151 points. So BC3's influence, even with the stock exchange. And I can't help but wonder, Patty Pakulis was a longtime faculty member of ours in the business division. So I'm just wondering if this is any kind of connection to Patty. But I do think, Dave, I actually heard this on the way into work this morning, you stating this. And I think it's appropriate this week when we are honoring both Linda and John with their Distinguished Alumni Awards that we have a BC3 alumna doing this in New York City.
That might be a first, have a BC3 alum up there helping to ring the bell at the close of the stock market.
It's, yeah, the first that I know of.
Well, you remember a few years back, Congressman Kelly honored our 80-year-old or so graduate, mm-hmm, on the floor in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So our tiny little college from many years ago that has grown into this number one ranked community college all over northwestern Pennsylvania, we're certainly getting some great airtime, not only around this area, but in Washington, D.C. and New York City.
We had a story, it was last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, I'm not really sure, I don't remember for sure, but there's going to be a Citizens Fire Academy where the general public can learn more about what firefighters do, and they'll be able to dress in firefighters, I think you call it turnout gear, and use a fire hose and all that kind of stuff. And it's going to be hosted by the school, right, Jess?
Well, it's a free program in cooperation between the Butler Township Volunteer Fire Department, the Butler Bureau of Fire, and BC3.
Mm-hmm.
So again, yes, the intent is to help citizens understand what a local fire department does for the community and also increase the number of volunteer firefighters. So the program runs at all three locations. It starts on October 16th, and the two of the sessions of the free program are at BC3 at our public safety training facility.
That would be of general interest, and hopefully it will get us some more volunteers, because that has become a major problem across Pennsylvania, finding enough volunteer firefighters, and they provide the bulk of the fire protection, yeah, across the state.
Yeah, in the 1970s, there were 300,000 volunteer firefighters statewide, and today there's about 50,000.
And what you mentioned earlier is part of what's going on across the state, not just in higher ed, not just what Dr. White is dealing with in the Butler School District. The baby boomers are at a point where they are, the silents are long retired. The baby boomers are pretty much retired. And now the Gen Xers are coming up on retirement. And the numbers are not there. And it's not just impacting the college or universities. There was a book about Mary Jo White. Senator Mary Jo White used to reference something. What happened to the bowling leagues, or what happened to the golf leagues? What happens to your Rotaries, your Kiwanis, your Elks Club? What happens to volunteer firefighters? There isn't the N size that there once was. And because we are just inundated with information, it's not the typical 7 to 3, 3 to 7, 11 to 7 shifts, punch in, punch out. It is literally round the clock where you're on the job. So a declining number of folks to participate, along with the different working schedules. And now you have this problem, not just in higher ed, but also for volunteer firefighters. It's a serious issue.
Anybody's interested in that, I don't know if there's still space or not, but you can check with the city fire station here in Butler, and they'd have more details on that, because that gets underway next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Take a break. Back, we have a few more things to talk about, so we'll take another break and be back on It's Your Turn, Thursday edition, right after these words.
Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers congratulates orthopedic foot and ankle surgeon Dr. William Saar for being named a best doc by Pittsburgh Magazine for the third straight year.
I'm Dr. William Saar with Tri-Rivers. Whether you suffer a foot or ankle-related trauma, such as a fracture or dislocation, or require reconstructive foot and ankle surgery, I rely on my extensive experience and specialized training to get you back on your feet. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
In today's fast-paced world, our lives get a whole lot easier when we trust experts. We trust people who know what they're doing. And when it comes to shipping, I trust Goin Postal Butler. They're right off Newcastle Road on Shockey Lane, right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants. It's easy, too. I just cruise on back, go say hello to the friendly folks inside, and they package my items for shipping. And that saves me a whole lot of time from trying to wrap my item, trying to find the right size box or the bubble wrap or the mailing labels. With Goin Postal Butler, I know they provide quality service. They've got great prices. Most importantly, they are trustworthy. So I know that my package will go where I need it to go. That's Goin Postal Butler, 140 Shockey Lane in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex, your friendly neighborhood shipping store, Goin Postal Butler.
Welcome your fall morning with the best fall breakfast at Michael's Restaurant. In the fall, mornings are chilly and you just don't want to get up. But head to Michael's Restaurant and savor their pumpkin pancakes, cornmeal mush, or their popular buckwheat pancakes. Breakfast lovers, it's worth getting out of bed for. I promise.
Welcome back. Talking with the president of Butler County Community College, Dr. Nick Neupower, visiting with us. Jess Matnock is here as well, director of communications at the school. We were just kind of reminiscing about this beautiful fall weather, and I mentioned Dr. Neupower. Fall semester was always my favorite time of the year when I was going to school, undergraduate school. I mean, I went in the summer once. I always went in the spring and the winter, but something about a fall day, sunshine. Maybe you need a sweater or a sweatshirt, but the leaves are starting to fall. You got a little bit of color. You got a football game, yes, or whatever. It's just a fun time of the year to be in school.
I couldn't agree more. And whether it be at Penn State or on the Oak Hill, on our beautiful main campus, and our campus shows off best this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely beautiful. Sure. And again, equivalent of our homecoming is the Legacy Dinner this Saturday. And we're on the same page with you, Dave.
Hope is Dope is a program helping those who are battling addiction problems. It started, as I recall, in April of last year, Butler County Community College. And there was just news within the past few days, Jess, of a sizable grant that's going to enable that program to continue.
Yeah, about $180,000. The funding is part of a state grant to the Center for Community Resources in Butler. And since we've started the Hope is Dope program, more than 500 people in Butler County have attended sessions on that.
Mm-hmm. Some people might think that, you know, we're past this problem. They've been hearing about opioid addiction for, you know, 3 or 4 years now. We're not. Great. We're not past it. In fact, there's just a story on the CBS radio news here this morning. We're a CBS radio affiliate that Sesame Street is now,
yes,
doing a segment of, I don't know, Kermit or somebody,
yeah,
as they're talking about a family where the mom is back home and she's been sick, and we're happy that she's now taking care of herself and that sort of thing. But it's trying to explain to young kids who have, and apparently there are many households across,
yeah,
the United States where there are young kids where there's a parent who's, you know, battling addiction.
So. Yeah. I think this speaks to our strength. This is embedded in our strategic plan. It's part of our town and gown relationship in the city of Butler. It shows our collaboration with Mike Robb's group at CCR, and it really shows our role as both educator and convener in addressing a very serious societal problem. I believe that we've received a couple of other grants that have been related to this.
Mm-hmm.
We have expanded this from Butler, the city of Butler, into different counties and even the prison system.
Right. So we have had a grant this year from the Buell Regional Health Foundation to do the Hope is Dope program in Mercer County. And so it's also in the prison curriculum as well at this point. And now I think you're going to start seeing visual representations of the program in the county. I know the Hope is Dope program is going to work with the Butler Arts Center to create a mural on a brick building along West North Street in Butler. And that is part of those endorphin resurrecting activities that are part of the curriculum for Hope is Dope.
Yeah, it's kind of the core of the program.
Mm-hmm.
Open house coming up next week.
Yes.
That's hard. And that is hard to believe. This Tuesday was basically the mid-semester mark.
Mm-hmm.
We had our professional day. We were in Harrisburg, Jess, Bill, and I. But yeah, we're halfway through. And the fact that we're having an open house already on our main campus, then of course we have the individual open houses at our branch campus locations also.
Now, is this aimed in particular at potential students for the spring semester after the holidays, or even further on if they're making long-range plans?
Yep, even further on as well. Students could come to our open house, apply for free that night, and then have intentions to start in the spring. Really, they could start in our winter session. Which is online, and then in the spring or the summer, and even the following fall, a lot of times, especially traditional age students, will apply this fall for next fall.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's not just, of course, the bulk of it is BC3-centric, but we bring our partners
mm-hmm.
there as well. So our 3+1 partnerships, 3 years at BC3, one at the senior institution, La Roche would be an example of that. Other partners such as Clarion are attending. So it allows these students the opportunity to figure out what their pathways are. Chatham is another great partner. And they can do so by exploring not only their BC3 curriculum offerings, but also what our partners have to offer as well. And in the process, save those tens of thousands of dollars.
And a lot of students and families do plan far ahead. In fact, there are more and more students now who take advantage of something called the College Within a High School. What's an official name? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
College Within a High School?
Yep, College Within the High School. That's
so they can take college classes while they're still in high school and get a jump on going to BC3 later?
Yep, get a jump start. And we have the highest enrollment that we've had in the past five semesters, which is 468 enrolled now in College Within the High School programs.
Wow.
And that program began in 1997.
Almost 500 kids, wow.
Yeah, it's a big number for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
So there's 40-plus courses offered at schools and learning centers in seven different counties. And then students can transfer those credits to BC3 or to other four-year colleges and universities mm-hmm. after they graduate high school.
Take a final break. A couple of other things we want to mention before we wrap up here today. So we'll be back right after these words.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening, every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
It's time to celebrate the fall season with supplies from Osterling's Lawn and Garden. They have a huge selection of fall and Halloween decorations like pumpkins, corn stalks, and mums. Their fall flower bulbs are in, including the ice cream tulip, tulip mixes, crocus, and more. This time of year is great to plant grass seed, lime, and fertilize your lawn. And they have Lignetics hardwood pellets in stock to help keep the heat on for those cool fall nights. Kick off the fall season at Osterling's Lawn and Garden, where they'll have everything you'll need at a great price.
Hey, folks, we want to remind you there is still some time left. If you're interested in finding out how you're going to vote in a couple of weeks, you know, we have a whole new system here in Butler County now. Those old voting machines are history. We got a new system. It's like paper-based. And there's a demonstration going on this afternoon at the Heaton Family Learning Commons on the BC3 campus.
Correct. Yeah, it's happening right now up until 3 p.m. today. So there's still time to get to the college, and it's open to the community. Anyone can come learn to operate a new paper ballot scanner tabulator. And that's what's going to be used in November's general election.
You'll be voting the way your grandfathers did on paper ballots with a pencil. Back in the days of reel-to-reel tape machines.
And let me add one quick thing. How much of what we've talked about today that BC3 offers is outside of the traditional academic offerings?
Oh, yeah.
That's the power of what we are as the Communities College, and this is just a great example, as is the Hope is Dope and the other initiatives we have.
We should mention a couple of sports items. We have a new golf champion from BC3. Butler County Community College has long had an outstanding golf program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really have. And Carmen Olivia, he's a Neshannock High School graduate. He is our first golfer to win two WPCC titles. So he just won his second championship on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Western Pennsylvania Community
Collegiate Conference.
Okay.
That's correct.
And that's two of them he's got. Wow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Two. He's the fifth Pioneer golfer to capture an individual championship, but the only one that's done it twice.
You know, remind me to ask for strokes if I ever play. <All right. laughs> And we don't want to forget the Butler County Community College women's volleyball team. Speaking of outstanding programs and great history of winning teams year after year, they're having another great season, but they've got a big fundraiser coming up tomorrow night.
Correct. Yeah, that would be the Dig Pink volleyball game that is tomorrow night at the BC3 Fieldhouse. The Pioneers are going to play Penn Highlands Community College. It begins at 6 p.m. Our home games are typically free, but this particular game raises money for breast cancer, metastatic breast cancer, through the Side Out Foundation. So there will be a $5 admission. But a $3 admission if you're wearing a T-shirt, a pink Pioneer Dig Pink T-shirt, which you can also buy in support of breast cancer awareness. And if you go to the college today to check out the new voting machines, you'll see a big booth outside playing music, selling tickets for a raffle basket, selling pink ribbons. And again, all of the proceeds go to the Side Out Foundation.
I think the women's team is undefeated in conference play. This year.
Yes, they are.
Good players. There'll be music coming up later this month. Pittsburgh Philharmonic, which calls the Suck Up Theater on the BC3 campus their northern home. Mm-hmm. They'll be performing October 27th. That'll be here before we know it.
Correct.
They have a new conductor, so it'll be the first time you have a chance to see him. I'm sure you can get in touch with the Suck Up Theater online or by phone and get tickets for that.
Absolutely. His name is Daniel Nesta Curtis, and this would be his first time at the Suck Up Theater. So we're looking forward to that show, 3 p.m. Sunday, August 27th.
Jess, Dr. Neupauer, good to see you today. Nice to have you here.
Thanks, Dave.
You too. Yeah.
Well, that wraps up our program for today. I do hope you can visit with us tomorrow at 12:30 on the Friday edition of It's Your Turn. Penguin Hockey tonight. Mike Lang on WISR, airtime 6:30.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
bushy, bushy blonde hair do, serving USA. You'll catch him serving at the
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and June. We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're serving, serving USA.
And hang your bees as well.
Inside, outside, USA.
Pacific Palisade.
Inside, outside, USA.
San Onofre and Sun.
Inside, outside, USA.
Redondo Beach, LA.
Inside, outside, USA.
All over the whole.
Inside, outside, USA.
Hawaii and the Bay.
Serving,
serving USA.
Everybody's gone serving.